Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. We have a great guest, and I say great because he's a wonderful and superb doctor who I've referred patients to who've gotten what I would call miraculously better. He lives in Hawaii, so he has a lot of envy for me. But before I do that, I can tell you, you get to talk to him if you want to. 1-877, so it's free, 877-711-5211 or 877-711-5611. So 5211 or 5611. And Sonar, who's our engineer, correct me if I'm wrong on those numbers. You can also email us anytime at 5211 only. So 1-877-711-5211. You can email us anytime at udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s, at gmail.com, y-o-u-d-o-c-s, at gmail.com. Dr. Teitelbaum, the title of the book is The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution. Why do we have so much fatigue, and when does it, well, let's first get to that. Why have we got so much fatigue now in society?
Well, Mike, we're seeing the perfect storm for a fatigue epidemic. And in fact, recent research showed that 31% of adults have been fatigued going on for months at a time. And this happens in part one because half of our calories have been stripped of nutrients. We have 18% of calories from white flour, 18% from sugar, added fat. Half of the food we eat are empty calories. So we're seeing malnutrition combined with obesity for the first time in human history. Meanwhile, we've lost a third of our sleep over the last 130 years. Average night sleep 130 years ago before light bulbs was 9 hours a night. Now we're down to 6 3/4. The speed of life has gone up, and we're having many chemicals from the environment that are blocking our different glands, adrenal, thyroid, estrogen, testosterone. So there's a number of things that are pushing our energy production pretty hard.
And I should say, these topics are covered beautifully in the book, The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution, by Jacob Teitelbaum, who, of course, is our guest today. You can email us, and we already have some email questions. I'm going to put one of these on in a second. In fact, I'll put two of them on in a second as soon as we get to the second question I wanted to ask, which was, when does fatigue become a fibromyalgia syndrome or chronic fatigue syndrome, and when is it just fatigue, and is there a chronicity or a difference to the two?
Well, the way that you tell when you've blown a fuse and gone from day-to-day fatigue into chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia is if you have the combination of can't sleep even though you're exhausted. So if it's been going on over 3 months, if you can't get a good night's sleep, even if you take a week off and you're still exhausted, and also if you have widespread pain and brain fog, you've tripped a circuit breaker, and that's when you need what we call intensive care treatment for energy production. So we'll talk today about how to go ahead for those people who just want to turbocharge their energy, who have day-to-day fatigue and just want to feel better. There's simple things you can do that can make a dramatic difference. And for those of you who have CFS and fibromyalgia, our research shows that 91% of you can get better with an average 90% increase in quality of life. We'll talk about that today, too.
Well, let's talk about one of the questions we have from on the email line, and it's udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s, at gmail.com. So thanks for using it. And this is from a woman named Anne Marie. And Anne Marie says, if I have problems sleeping and I am fatigued all the time, but when I get a good night's sleep, I feel better, do I need to see a specialist or can I just take a sleep medicine? And how easy is it to find a specialist in chronic fatigue?
Well, Anne Marie, here's a couple things. a lot of it you can do on your own. And on our website at endfatigue.com, we even have a free energy analysis program. It'll analyze your symptoms and even blood tests if you have them available, though they're not needed, and tell you how to optimize your energy. And then if the problem persists, there would be the time to see a specialist with it. But a couple things to look at. Do you fall asleep easily during the day, like behind the wheel or when watching TV? If so, you want to be checked for sleep apnea. But otherwise, just taking some simple herbs and natural remedies, melatonin, and all it takes is 0.5 milligram to get the full effect. The smell of lavender actually has been shown to help sleep, so you can get one of those little lavender filled sachets or pillows, or even put a drop of lavender oil on your upper lip. They're herbal mixes. My favorite is called the Revitalizing Sleep Formula. It's a mix of 6 herbs. You can get it at any health food store.
And I should say that in the book, you tell that in fact, you don't have any relationship with any herbal manufacturer, and that anything you get for promotion is donated to charity.
I help them design products, and all of my royalties go to charity.
So go ahead. I thought it was a relatively unique thing, so I thought we should tell that.
Well, thanks. It's a costly thing, but it's just very hard to maintain objectivity otherwise. I don't take money from any drug company or from any natural product companies, and the royalties for consulting or things I do with them go to charity. I work as a patient advocate, Mike, just like you do, and you know what that's about. And it's very hard to maintain objectivity. And there's nothing wrong with money. I like money, but I work for the public.
And so you were talking about sleep, if she can do that. Now, it implies from the way that she has a prescription for a sleep medicine, and with that she can go to sleep. Without it, she can't. And when she wakes up afterwards, she feels refreshed and has energy. Does that imply that she's got chronic fatigue, or does that imply just that she has a sleeping problem and needs help in that area?
I think it just sounds like a mild sleeping problem that she has. And the book will talk about sleep hygiene things that you can do that are a good place to start. For sleep medications, again, for people who have trouble staying asleep, they wake up in the middle of the night, a lot of times what's happening is a drop in blood sugar. And if they eat a protein snack at bedtime, like a hard-boiled egg or a handful of nuts, they'll often sleep through the night. But for medications, there's trazodone at very low dose, just 25 milligrams, Flexeril at 3 milligrams. These medications are not addictive, are very safe, and they will help you stay asleep. Neurontin's another one, 200, 300 milligrams. If the trouble is falling asleep, that's when sometimes the things like the Ambien, which are riskier, are sometimes needed. But I think that it's worth having something for sleep if needed. Sleep is critical to staying healthy.
And these are all in the book, The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution by Jacob Teitelbaum. Now, we have another question, which is there an antibiotic to take for chronic fatigue syndrome?
Well, Mike, here's the interesting thing. We talk about chronic fatigue syndrome being where you've blown a fuse because of a severe energy crisis. And that circuit breaker is called the hypothalamus. And people say, well, what can make you blow a fuse? Well, there's hundreds of things. And one of the many things that can make somebody blow a fuse would be an infection. And some of those infections are antibiotic sensitive. So there's a subset of people on the order of about, I'd say, 10 to 15%, where I find that they may need an antibiotic. And there's certain symptoms like low-grade fever, lung congestion, scabs on the scalp, things along those lines, and vertigo, that suggest the need for an antibiotic. But most people don't. In fact, most people have problems with overgrowth of yeast because of antibiotics.
When we come back, we're going to talk about yeast and overgrowth in Candida. We're also going to talk about some of the medicines that may help you recover. And we have a question. By the way, I should have said thank you to Dawn for that prior question. This is again from a woman, Nancy F. from Chicago. So she's in Chicago and is listening to us on RadioMD.com. You can listen to us either way. But her question, we'll come back and talk about exercise and the importance of it on You, the Owner's Manual radio show.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And next year, believe it or not, we'll be celebrating our 12th anniversary in late September. And all 12 years are at RadioMD.com. In the meantime, this year and today, we have a great guest. The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution, It Makes You Shine, if you will, by Jacob Teitelbaum. Jacob is probably the world's expert on this disease, undoubtedly one of the top two or three, but I think the way he manages patients that I've referred to him, outstanding, and he's in Hawaii, so I know he's chosen a great relaxing area to go to, and he does a lot of, if you will, phone and probably email consultation as well. Dr. Teitelbaum, what does shine mean, and how can we answer Nancy's question with shine? Nancy from Chicago asked the question, I'm too tired to exercise. How do I exercise when I'm so tired?
Well, shine is a recipe for optimizing energy for anybody. And we talked about the S, which is sleep, and then H is hormones, infections, nutritional support, and exercise as able. But for those who want more energy, if you have a pen and paper, let's start with nutrition, which is the foundation of health. And what you want to do is take a really good multivitamin. Most are not. And I like a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System. And to that, add one scoop of a nutrient called ribose, R-I-B-O-S-E. Those two together, that one drink. In a study recently published looking at ribose alone, it increased energy an average of 61% in 3 weeks.
So ribose is D-ribose, and one scoop is what, 500 milligrams?
5 grams.
5 grams. So a full scoop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that will give a morning energy drink that for most listeners, within a month, they're going to feel, oh, my God, better kind of a thing. For the hormones, for those of you who are tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, you need a trial of thyroid hormones pretty much no matter what your blood test shows. For those of you who get irritable when hungry, who get those feed me now or I will kill you kind of episodes, you need adrenal support. And for that, licorice, vitamin C, vitamin B5, increasing salt, glandulars. There's a wonderful product called Adrenal Stress End. Can make a big difference. Smooth that out. Save you thousands in divorce costs as well. I mean, it'll help your relationship a lot. For infections, if you have nasal congestion, sinusitis, or spastic colon, you have candida overgrowth. You want a good probiotic that's enteric-coated so your stomach acid doesn't kill the healthy bacteria. And then for exercise, a lot of people with chronic fatigue syndrome, if they exercise too much, they crash and burn. And what do you do if you don't have enough energy to exercise? Well, that's the nice thing about adding the Energy Revitalization System vitamin powder and the ribose. For most people, that's going to turbocharge energy production, so they'll find they will be able to exercise after a couple weeks on it. But start slow, get a pedometer, and just increase by 50 steps a day.
So the pedometer and continually increasing steps. So for Nancy, that's what we should do is say, find out how many steps you're taking now and never take fewer the next day and try and increase by 50 steps a day.
Aim for 50. Well, the one caution in chronic fatigue that if you feel wiped out the next day, then that's the time to ease back. But for day-to-day fatigue, people can continue to increase it until they hit that magic 10,000 steps a day level.
And so shine, S is, go over sleep. It again.
S is sleep. And the revitalizing sleep formula herbal mix will leave most people sleeping like puppies. H is hormonal support using bioidentical hormones, thyroid, adrenal, estrogen, even testosterone and bioidentical. I would be infected.
And he goes through in the book, I should say, how you tell whether you'll need it rather than just relying on lab tests. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And the energy analysis program at endfatigue.com will do that for each individual for free as well. So the I would be infections, especially candida. You can tell that if you have sinusitis or spastic colon, you probably have candida. And is nutritional support. I would also add in a good fish oil. Mike, you have some very good ones with that. Perhaps some iodine, like a triiodine, 6 1/4 milligram. to help boost thyroid function, a lot of simple things, but also cut out sugar, increase water, high protein diet for most people with fatigue, and again, for those of you who have low adrenal, irritable when hungry, low blood pressure, do not salt restrict. You will crash and burn.
So Shine is the recipe. The book is a sensational book. It is called The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution. It's not quite as good as The Doc, but no one can be as good with managing patients with this condition as Jacob Teitelbaum. The website is endfatigue.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you very much for being our guest today. And obviously, people can access this interview with Dr. Teitelbaum at radiomd.com in the future. And now, Sonar, the Real Age Tip of the Week. The bedroom habit that's good for blood sugar. Nothing feels more rejuvenating than a nice, deep sleep. But it turns out that quality sleep may also be the most important thing to your blood sugar. Four studies in the last 6 months now confirm it. In these studies, both the amount of sleep people got and the quality of their sleep had a significant impact on their blood sugar level and on their risk of type 2 diabetes. In fact, good sleep bestowed as much as a threefold drop in the risk of type 2 diabetes. Deep sleep, better blood sugar. Turns out that a particular kind of deep sleep called slow wave sleep may be essential to maintaining balanced blood sugar. When folks in one of these studies were intentionally deprived of the deepest stages of slow-wave sleep, they suffered a 25% drop in insulin sensitivity. That's the marker of your body's ability to convert blood sugar inside your cells into energy. That light sleeping caused a 23% drop in blood glucose tolerance, another risk factor for type 2 diabetes. So even if you get the full 8 hours of sleep, it may be not doing your blood sugar as well as it could if you're not sleeping soundly. And staying in bed longer isn't an ideal solution to proper sleep. What happens? Surprisingly, in another study, sleeping more than 8.5 hours a night actually increased your type 2 diabetes risk. Researchers think that overly long sleep may drop testosterone levels down to the point that it boosts weight gain, belly fat, insulin, and your blood glucose levels, all things that can nudge up your diabetes risk. So if you're tossing and turning, sleeping 10 hours instead of 8 isn't the way to go. You need to get rid of bedroom distractions, clear your head of your keep-me-up-at-night worries, and focus on getting a quality 7 hours of night every sleep. The benefit? Reducing your risk of diabetes by losing excess weight and by getting proper sleep can make your real age a half year younger for every year you have it. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week. Thanks for listening. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD, stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.